Zachav Nida Parakei Mishnah Vav Bas Achas Esrei Shana V'Yom Echad Nidra Nivdak, a girl that's 11 years old and one day. If she would make a netter, or if she would be mocked or something, so make something haggish so that it should be brought as a korban. We would check her out to see if she is mature enough to make a netter. As it is a gzeres hakasim that a boy or a girl, 1 year prior to them becoming a gadol, if they would make a netter, the netter would be a valid netter, but only if they are mature enough to understand to who they're making the netter to, or to who they are being mocked it to. So therefore, when a girl that's 11 years old and 1 day, 1 year prior to her becoming a gadol, if she would make a netter, we would check her out to see if she is old enough to understand to who she's making the netter to, and if we do find that she understands that, her netter would be a valid netter. Once a girl is 12 years old and 1 day, she has become a gedola. In such a case, we don't have to check her out at all. The nedarim that she made from that point on would certainly be valid nedarim since she is now a gedola. We would check her out her entire 12th year, the year prior to her becoming a gedola, to see if she is old enough to understand to who she's making the netter to. Ben Stemesre Shana V'Yomecha Nidrav Nivdak, a boy that's 12 years old and 1 day, 1 year prior to him becoming a gadol. If he would make a netter, we would check him out to see if he's old enough to understand to who is making the netter to, and if so, the netter would be a valid netter. Ben Shloshesre Shana V'Yomecha Nidrav Kayame, once a boy is 13 years old and 1 day, he has become a gadol. In such a case, if he makes a netter, we don't need to check him out at all. Now that he is a gadol, his nedarim are certainly valid nedarim. Who both can call Shloshesre. We would check the boy out his entire 13th year to ascertain if he is old enough, mature enough, to understand to who he's making the netter to. Kaidim lizmanazat. Afa pisha amru yodinanu l'shem mi nedarnu l'shem mi hektashnu en nidraim netter v'en hektashim hektash. Prior to this month, prior to 1 year, before they became a gadol, when a girl is less than 11 years old, and a boy that's less than 12 years old, when they make a netter, even though they claim we understand to who we're making the netter to, we understand to who we're being makdish to, even so, their nidarim and their hegdish are not valid, as Xeris HaKasav tells us that only once they're 1 year prior to becoming a gadol would their nidarim be valid. When they're younger than that, even though they are very mature and they understand to who they're making the netter to, their nidarim would not be valid nidarim. La'achar azmanazeh. After the boy or the girl has become bar or bas mitzvah, they have become gedolim. Afa pisha amru einanu yodin l'shem mi nedarnu l'shem mi hekdashnu nidron neder behekdashon hekdash. Even though they say we don't understand to who we're making this neder to who we're being magdish to, even so, their nedarim and their hekdash are valid, and now they are gedolim, so it doesn't make a difference that they're immature for their age, as long as they are not shotim, as long as they have some das, their nidram and hegdish are valid. Sechem Nida Parakei Mishnah Zayin Mashal Mashal Chachamim Beisha. The Chachamim said a mashal with regard to the three stages of the maturity and development of a woman. Paga Baicha Utsem. The Chachamim compared the three stages of the development of a woman to the three stages of the ripening of a fig. Paga is referring to a fig that is not yet ripened. Baicha is a fig that's starting to ripen. And Sema, which is an acronym for Yatsa Malaya, it's referring to a fig that has completely ripened. Paga Oda Tinokas. A girl that's still a tinoka, that's still a child, is coupled to a paga, an unripe fig. Bochel Elu Yimei Nurel. A girl that has become a nara is coupled to bochel, to a fig that's starting to ripen. As a girl that's a nara, although she's still in the rishus of her father, she has become a gdola. A nara is a girl that's 12 years old, and she has stays sour, she has two pubic hairs. Vizu vizu, avia zakai v'mitiyas, uva maisi yadeha, uva afaras nizareth. Both in a girl that's a katana and a nara, the father has certain rights in his daughter. And the Torah gives certain schus and certain rights to the father and his daughter. And the rights are that any mitiyah, any lost object that the girl would find would go to the father. And the maisi yadeha, the work that the girl would do, would go to the father. And the father has a schus to annul any nidarm that the girl makes. If the girl makes a vow, the father could annul it, as long as the girl is still a katana or a nara. Sama, kiven shabagra, sub aimla via reshuspa. But once the girl has reached the stage of a tsama, of a completely ripe fig, she has become a bogaris. As once a girl has been a nara for 6 months, she moves on to a new stage, which is the stage of a bogaris, a completely mature girl, such a girl the father had no chusim in her, as the Torah gave rights to the father only and his daughter watches the Ketana and Anara. But once the girl has reached the stage of a bogeret, she is now in her own rishus, the father no longer has any rights to it.